escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there as the Phillies go up to Citi Field and get absolutely embarrassed in every single way, every single fashion. That was a joke of a series. They get blown out game one. They lose in the walk-off game two. And then last night, 6-0. McClain, the rookie right-hander with great spin for the Mets, made them look silly. They couldn't get anything going offensively. They didn't have a single walk in the game. It looked like they wanted to go home. It looked like they put their tail between their legs and ran out of Citi Field and are praying and hoping they don't have to go back through this season, which they might have to. But that was a really, really ugly series for the Phillies. And look, there's a lot of reaction. I have strong reaction. I'm frustrated. I'm annoyed. I feel like a smacked ass. I said 3 days ago this division was over, and obviously it's not over yet. I still think the Phillies will win the division. But I feel like a smacked ass, and they made me feel that way because I believed again, and I got my heart broken again. And we continue to do this where the Phillies make you believe, make you feel something, and then they just remind you the other side is there with them. They're up, they're down. All right, I wanted to dive in today into some fact and fiction with the Phillies. What's fact, what's fiction? Because I think every time they get hot, we go crazy one way. Every time they go cold, we go crazy the other way. And with anything, the truth lies in the middle. It lies in the middle. It lies somewhere in between. So what's actually fact and what is a kind of a different version of fiction that gets spinned when the Phillies are up or when they're down? So we'll go back and forth. Excuse me. We'll go back and forth. Some facts, some fiction with the baseball team. All right, here's a fact and one that is indisputable by any stretch. The Phillies can't win at Citi Field. This group has just demons at Citi Field. The numbers are stark. The Phillies at Citi Field now have lost 10 straight baseball games. I mean, they've beaten the Mets as many times in New York since the start of last season as they have in London, where one of those games, I guess, was counted as a Mets home game last year, and that was the game the Phillies won. I mean, the Phillies can't win in that building. 10 straight losses at Citi Field. It is an incredible, incredible house of horrors against in that place against that baseball team. They can't win there. It's in their head. They have a 6-24 record in their last 30 games at Citi Field. They've lost 10 straight there. It's the Mets' longest home winning streak versus the Phillies since the 1984-85 seasons. We're talking 40 years of these two teams playing a lot, head-to-head every year, up there, whether it be Shea or Citi or whatever, and they can't win. They can't win up there. It is a joke. It is an absolute fact. The Phillies can't win at Citi Field. Now, the fiction is that they can't beat the Mets. That's not true. They are 12-5 against the Mets in the same period of time that they are 0-10 at Citi Field. Okay, in the last, since the beginning of the 2023 season, the Phillies are 4-16 at Citi Field, including 10 straight, including the postseason. But they're 12-5 against the Mets in their building. And the next time they play them will be here in Philadelphia. And that, of course, will be a huge determining factor in who wins the division. If the Phillies could win two of those games, well, then all they have to do is be four, you know, three game, not be, let me put it this way, not be more than three games worse than the Mets the rest of the way, right? So it, that four-game series, let's say they split it, and it's 2-2. Well, that cancels out, and nobody picks up any ground. Well, then the Phillies have 25 games to stay four ahead of the Mets. Now, the Mets own the tiebreaker now in the head-to-head. So if the Mets, if they're tied, the Mets win the division. So the Phillies have to win the division by one game. So if they split the four-game series in Philadelphia, in the other 25 games, the Phillies just have to stay within three of the Mets. That's it. And they'll win the division. So let's kind of play it out and put some records attached to this, because the idea that they can't beat the Mets is ridiculous. So they both have the same amount of games left. We're looking at 29 baseball games left. And let's say they split the four-game series. That leaves 25 other games against other opponents for each team. And let's say the Mets go 15-10 in those 25, not against each other, which is a very nice winning percentage, 15-10. If the Phillies go 12-13 in their other 25 games, they will still win the division by a single game. And I'm looking at the Mets schedule right now. Is 15-10 a realistic outcome when you take away the four games against the Phillies? Well, they have four games at home against Miami. They should clean up this week. And let's say they go 3-1 there. Then they have a long road trip that ends in Philadelphia, but that road trip consists of three games at Detroit. It's a very difficult road trip. Three at Cincinnati, and then the four at the Phillies. Let's say they go 3-3. Let's say they split that, so they get three more losses tacked on. That is 1-4 losses. They have Texas, San Diego, Washington at home. I'm going to say they're going to lose one of the Texas games, one San Diego. They drop one Washington. That is 7 losses. And then they go to Chicago. I think they'll lose 2 there. And they host. They go to Miami for 3. I think the Mets will go 16-9 or 15-10 in their final 25 games, not including the Phillies games. They split that series. The Phillies have to go 12-13 or 13-12. That's the task. And if they could do that, they're still going to win this division. So the idea they can't beat the Mets, that is actually fiction. It's not as true as it's being made out to be right now. They can't beat the Mets at Citi Field. All right, another fact. The Phillies' margin for error is gone. I mean, they've eliminated that. They had it. They've eliminated it. It was eliminated to a large extent when Zach Wheeler went out. They don't have it anymore. They can't have as many duds. They can't just make up for it because you got Wheeler and Sanchez. Those are facts. Fiction. The Phillies always crumble. That's not real. You know, the Phillies have gotten up for a big series against the Dodgers in the regular season. They've gotten up for a big series against the Cubs. The Phillies have actually played pretty well in totality in a lot of these series against teams that you would look at and say are good teams. The Phillies are 32-28 this year against teams with winning records. That is a better record than the New York Mets, who are 28-27. It is a better record than the San Diego Padres, who are 29-35. The only teams in the National League with a better winning percentage against teams that are over 500 would be the Milwaukee Brewers, who are 39-23, and the Los Angeles Dodgers that are 35-31. That's it. If you go to the American League, Toronto's 38-31. That's better. Yankees are 500. Red Sox are 500. Detroit is 34-32, which is not as good of a winning percentage as the Philadelphia Phillies against teams over 500. Houston is good. Seattle's good. That's it. That's it. It's about four teams of baseball that are better than the Phillies against teams above 500. And that includes, obviously, the New York Mets, who they get shellacked by up at Citi Field. That one is just flat-out fiction. Okay? Number three on the fact list. This is a race now. I wanted it not to be. I declared it over on Monday. I know a lot of people are having fun at the expense of that take, and that's all right. We'll have fun with it back. And we'll enjoy the race down the stretch. But it's a race now. I mean, obviously, they're within four, and they have four to play against each other. You'd have to be silly to look at the standings today and say this is not a race. I was projecting, hoping, expecting at least a victory in New York to keep it at six, which I think would have given the Phillies a tremendous cushion down the stretch of the season. That tremendous cushion is gone now. So that is a fact. We have a race now on our hands.
On Tuesday, August 26th, it's FanDuel's Futures Day. New holiday for football fans. 24 hours of deals on all your football season predictions. So take a flyer, and whether it's MVP, Heisman, conference championship, whatever it is, do you. I mean, Jim's going all in on this is the year Nebraska gets it right. One day only, the best deals, the best odds. Visit the FanDuel app today and start planning your futures bet now, because Futures Day is a limited time only deal. One day only on FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York, or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Let me give you one more fiction, because I've seen this every time the guy has a good series. You know,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
People come from, you know, out of the woodwork to like, oh, I knew it. Trey Turner's a great player. Look at his WAR. Look at his F4. I don't give a crap what his F4 is. If you think Trey Turner's having a great season, your standards for great seasons are really low. They're really low. He is a batting average heavy player. And what I mean by that is his entire value on offense comes from his batting average. So when he has the series against Seattle or against Washington before, when he's on one of his tears and he gets 18 hits in five games, you think he's the greatest player in the world. He doesn't walk. It's 41 walks this year, which is probably a little bit above where he normally is this time of the year, but doesn't walk. He's not up there to walk. He has, I would say, probably generously 20 to 25 infield hits this year, which are the reason he leads baseball in hits. His slugging percentage is fine at 447. Again, it's fine. His OPS is 798. It's 17% above average across Major League Baseball. Bryce Harper, who we kind of pish-posh is him not having as great of a year. Bryce Harper has 130 less plate appearances, right? Because he missed those games. And he has 26 games less played than Trey Turner. He has more doubles. He has 7 more home runs. He has walked 13 more times. He has a better on-base percentage despite a 30-point less batting average. He has a far higher slugging percentage. He has a higher OPS. He has an OPS plus 15% above where Trey Turner is. Trey Turner's fine. He's had a nice season. It's better than the last couple of seasons, more consistent. I've liked it compared to his other seasons. He's run more. He's been healthier. All that stuff's wonderful. He posts every day, which is great. He's played better defense. But you saw the last couple of nights, those yips could get him. A couple bad throws, not great range. So, you know, save me the stats from StatCast. Save me the F4. Use your eyes. Watch the rest of the baseball. He's not a special player. I mean, he's just not. He's not having he's been a special player before. He's had some of those years in baseball. This isn't that. It's good. Let's finish this thing strong. He goes up and down, and you know what October will be. He'll have 3 hits in a game. Like, oh, Trey Turner. And then he will have an 0-for-6 in potentially the biggest spot. Some of those at-bats last night were atrocious. So enough of that. That's fiction that Trey Turner was having a special season. Fact, the Phillies are too cavalier about everything. Can someone get annoyed? Can someone get upset in that clubhouse and say this is unacceptable? Can someone get pissed off over there and show some real emotion? I know they're veterans. I know they've been through a lot of races, and they've been in the World Series as a group. So maybe October is where their eye is. Well, the regular season matters. The division matters. And I'm tired of the Phillies taking on this cavalier. We'll be fine. They tried this nonsense last year when they didn't play well in August and September. We'll flip a switch. Yeah, we'll be fine. And they didn't, and they couldn't. Get over it. Get over yourselves. Get ready to play baseball tonight against the Atlanta Braves. Enough of this. They're just too cavalier. There's just too much of that. And I think Topper, it's part of his strength, but it's also part of his weakness. And then the final fiction is that the Phillies are the Sixers. There's a lot of this. It always pops out there. It's too strong. I like a strong take. You guys know I like a strong take. But this is too strong. It's a bridge too far. The Sixers, under Joel Embiid, have been losers. Zero feel for the moment. Zero ability to close. Their best playoff series victory was over Pascal Siakam, who, again, is a nice player. I was in the finals last year. But it's against Pascal Siakam. The Phillies took out the Atlanta Braves twice in the Major League Baseball postseason. They won a pennant. They've played in a World Series. They went head-to-head with the Houston Astros, who were a far better team in 2022, and went to Houston and took Game 1 in a classic from them. They went to the NLCS the following year. Last year, they won 95 games and a division championship. This is not the Sixers. Yes, you see moments, you see bad moments, but it's a bridge too far to compare them to a basketball team that hasn't made a conference final in decades, that hasn't won a championship in 4 decades, that hasn't been to the finals since Allen Iverson was in his heyday. It's a bridge too far. The Phillies have been to 2 league championship series in the last 3 years. 2 out of the last 3. 2022, 2023. And last year they got knocked out early. Now we're in 25. 2 out of the last 3 league championship series in the National League the Phillies participated in. The Sixers haven't been to one of those in 2 decades. You cannot do that. It's a bridge too far. Again, I like a strong take. But that's fiction. So the facts, the Phillies can't win at Citi Field. The Phillies' margin for error is gone. This is a race now, and the Phillies are way too cavalier about everything. Those are facts after a disgusting series against the New York Mets. The fiction, that the Phillies can't beat the Mets point blank, period. Now, they can't beat them there. They can beat them here. 12-5 is the start of 2023 here in Philadelphia. Fiction number two, the Phillies always crumble. No, they don't. They get up for a lot of big series. They get up for the Dodgers every time they play them. They get up for the Cubs. They get up for these series. They crumble against the Mets at Citi Field. That's the fact. So they can't win at Citi Field, fiction. Margin for error gone. Fact is they can't win at Citi Field. Fact is the Phillies' margin for error is gone. Fact is it's a race now. Fact is they're too cavalier about everything. Fiction that they can't beat the Mets point blank, period. Fiction they always crumble. Fiction Trey Turner's having a special season. Baloney. And fiction the Phillies are the Sixers. Fact and fiction as we separate it with the Phillies getting swept by the New York Mets. They open a series at home tonight against the Atlanta Braves. They got to pick it up. We got to get going. They got to start winning some baseball games and keep the Mets, who face the Marlins at home this week, from really picking up ground. Otherwise, we get back from Labor Day and it's like, uh-oh, oh my God. We got big, severe, major problems. Get some wins over the Braves. Next two nights, they should rock these pitchers the Braves throwing out there. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.